More financial support for businesses during COVID-19 are coming online now. GrowHay's Executive Director Doug Williams talks to us about that and more on this episode of the Post Podcast. We've got something kind of pressing and topical that we want to hit on first today, and that's some business stimulus, because there's been, as the administration is changing and plans are being put in place to kind of roll along with that, there's been some activity on the national level with that federal stimulus. You know, kind of just share with us the latest.
Well, yeah, I think it was actually before Christmas that Congress and the president and everybody agreed on a round two stimulus package. A lot in it, and it had a lot of scrutiny and a lot of indigestion because of it, because they incorporated it with the annual appropriations bill. So it's 5,500 pages long, and a lot of things that rarely get scrutiny got scrutiny because of it. You know, the aid that the United States gives to other countries and that kind of thing, and so it became pretty political. But anyway, they did pass a second round of stimulus, and there's another round of PPP, which is a significant factor for our local small businesses. Hopefully most participated in the first round. This second round, they have put a few more, qualification items in it that I think are going to limit a little bit the who can qualify for it, which is good. You know, the last one was just pretty much open-ended. This one, you have to have shown at least, I believe, and I'm not going to quote all these things, but I think you've got to show at least a 25% reduction in revenue in one of the quarters in 2019 versus one of the quarters in 2020. So the first round, a lot of people got PPP money that maybe didn't need it. And so they're trying to fine-tune this a little bit to go towards those businesses that actually have experienced a downturn in their business. Last time, I think the qualification was, are you concerned? Is there a potential for a downturn or something like that? And that's when the whole country was shut down. So who wouldn't have said that we're concerned about that? But this one, a little bit more of a qualifier. It's the same as the last time. You can get to it. The loan is for 2.5 months worth of payroll and related expenses. They did put in an additional stimulus for the hospitality industry, restaurants and hotels. They can get 3.5 months of operating costs for wages and that type of thing. And then there's a number of other factors in it that are involved in it. But the one thing that I think that is critical for all small businesses is to make sure they consult with their tax professional or whomever to see what they do qualify for, because we've had some that didn't do it. And if you don't want to do it for philosophical reasons, that's one thing. But if you didn't do it because you didn't feel like you knew about it or were uninformed, let's not let that happen.
Now, like the last one, is this one a, I can't think of a better word other than forgiven, with certain stipulations?
Yes, if you spend the money, basically, on the things that you are being compensated for, that being payroll and rent and utilities, I believe, or there's a list of things that you have to spend that money on. But if you spend it on that, it will be forgiven. And just like the last one, there's a form to fill out, and they've learned a lot since the last time. You know, the original form for forgiveness was like 10 pages, and I think even if you were a CPA, you'd have a tough time figuring it out. This one, they later got it down to an easy form, which was like one page, and this one will be similar to that, just showing what you spent the money on. You've got, I believe, 24 weeks to spend it. And then if you fill all that out, it is a forgiven loan. They also included a provision that originally the IRS took a stance that if you were given PPP funds to reimburse you for those payroll costs that you expended. They had initially taken the position that you could not deduct those costs associated with the that you were reimbursed for. They did change that, and you now can deduct them. So that was good news for small business owners as well.
Yeah, I imagine that could have, depending on your situation, a pretty significant financial impact.
Definitely. You know, if you're in a 30-35% tax bracket, then you got $50,000, let's say, that's a $15,000-$17,000 tax liability that you would incur from that. So definitely significant. Also part of this stimulus, as many people know, was the $600 payment per person to individuals. And they did include a unemployment portion, not as rich as the last round. The last round, the unemployment bonus was $600 per week. This one is $300 per week for 11 weeks. And as you may recall, we've talked about it, the $600 per week proved to be a pretty challenging thing because people that were getting that had no motivation whatsoever to go back to work. And so this is half of what that amount was.
Yeah, I was curious about that. Do you think that that amount is maybe a little bit more conducive to seeing that unemployment rate go down? Because I know here locally, we're compared to everyone else, or a lot of places, we're in pretty good shape. But nationally, that unemployment rate is still in dangerous territory, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I think nationally, it was in that 7% kind of range. Locally, we went down below 3% again in October or November. It bumped up in December, but I think, and nobody has verified this with me, but I know there's been a huge number of fraudulent unemployment claims that have occurred. Some Nigerian hackers or something got into the system, not the state system, but federal system. I don't know what it was exactly, but I think that could have, because the unemployment in like December or November showed 4%. And I don't believe that's necessarily accurate. I think maybe that's due to that the number of unemployment claims that were filed through that hack. So unemployment still is a, workforce is still a challenge in Ellis County, particularly the entry-level type workforce for restaurant help, hotels, and that type of thing. Those jobs are difficult to fill, and the bonus is doesn't help that. The $600 bonus, if I was told correctly, equated out to like a $52,000 a year job. And there's not a whole lot of jobs in Ellis County that would be $52,000 a year. So this gets it back into a level that maybe people are more incented to go to work versus stay on unemployment, and maybe take some of those employers out of a difficult position, because technically, if they have the position for that person and they offer it back to that person or what have you, that person technically should not be able to draw unemployment because their job exists. But it makes the employer the bad guy, and so puts them in a bad spot sometimes. And so hopefully this, helps that out to some degree. Still is sufficient to help people get through this difficult time, but is not too rich of a reward for being on unemployment.
Yeah, and just to kind of put this in perspective, if you were, say, an entry level, grill cook at a local burger joint here making minimum wage, I would think that you're probably not even making $600 a week. So you're adding that on top of the unemployment. That to me, yeah, it makes sense that when you're getting paid 2-3 times what you would to go to work, I don't know that I'd want to go to work either.
No, I get that, and I understand, and and we can get into that whole discussion about livable wage and that kind of thing. That becomes an interesting discussion for sure. But
yeah, we need more than 10 minutes to do that, I think.
Probably so, and I'm not sure either of us are qualified to make a good judgment.
Probably
on that.
True as well.
But certainly, I know lots of small businesses have had to increase what they pay just to get people to come back, and that, you know, that has an impact. Small business owners, it's not like they make a bunch of money owning their business. It's, you know, a lot of people think small business owners getting rich doing what they do, and that's not necessarily the case. So,
yeah, especially 10, in hospitality.
20, well, yeah, well, for sure, when you've been hit really hard. So, you know, it's a fine balance, but I think they have tried to get it a little closer to being something that's workable for both sides at this point.
Yeah.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please.
Well, there was also an interesting element to this. They changed the business lunch write-off from currently, under current tax law, you could deduct 50% of a business lunch. So if you take a client out to lunch, you could deduct only 50% of it. They changed that with this new bill to 100%, in part to try and help the restaurant business, again, the hospitality business, to increase some business. So the theory being that if a business owner or a salesperson or what have you can deduct 100% of the cost of a business lunch, they are more likely to take somebody out to a business lunch and spend money in a restaurant.
Yeah, that's actually, from my point of view, pretty clever and unique way to tackle that situation.
Sure.
Well, Doug, we've got just a couple minutes left. There was one other thing we wanted to hit on before we go, and I wanted to make sure, because we promised everybody we'd talk about it last week, and we didn't quite get to it. And that's the Travel Plaza. We've got activity going on up there. It's been in the works now for several months. You want to kind of just share with us maybe the latest there?
Sure. A lot of people will recall last spring that Travel Plaza, the financial incentives were basically approved by the city of Hayes, but they have, you know, and then since that time, you know, there hasn't been visibly a whole lot of activity, you know, on the site itself. But kind of the status is they're proceeding along. They are putting in the infrastructure, the sewer and the water lines running from where they're at now along the bypass there, and they're moving along out there. They've had some slowdowns due to COVID-related shortages of products. Materials for those type of improvements, but I think they're picking up the pace. They do have a request into the city of Hayes that I think the city will vote on in a couple of weeks to extend the start date of the CID tax 6 months. And I wouldn't anticipate any issue that the city would do that. I think it was supposed to start here. Oh, maybe in the next month or two, and they're going to ask for an additional 6 months. And that's the CID where they get a portion of the tax revenue that comes from sales tax that is incurred out there. Clearly, there's not going to be any sales tax incurred for a while until some businesses get up and going out there. But they are proceeding, and sometime in the next 6 months, we'll see some improvement started in that intersection out there, because KDOT had awarded some funds to redo that intersection so it's more conducive to the level of traffic that's going to be going in and out of that Travel Plaza.
Yeah, very cool. And ultimately, that'll be served by that Northwest Business Corridor, right?
That's correct, which is on the slate for late 2021-2022.
So just down the road a little bit. It's going to be a very interesting situation up there. We've got the construction going on Vine. We've got that going on. We've got the Travel Plaza and those new hotels. You know, that the convention center's up and running now. The Avid Hotel looks like they're getting close as well, too, aren't they?
They are. I think they're within 30, 45 days of being done. So we definitely have some activity going on, some things going, and certainly the roundabouts will start again here sometime in the next couple months. They're continuing with this Skyline connection into 41st Street as we speak. And so, it's no shortage of infrastructure activity for sure.
Yeah, and cool projects. Well, Doug, that's going to have to wrap us up. We've got to get over to news. Any last thoughts real quick before we go?
Well, I just we're off to a good start this year, and just on this business stimulus stuff, I encourage any business owner to make sure they check out what is available to them, because the one thing I have seen from situations is that obviously if you don't apply, you don't get, and you need to educate yourself as to what might be available out there for you. And call us if you've got any questions. If we don't have the answers, and we sure don't have them all, but we can steer you in the right direction.